ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now, if you are impressed by the marks you or your kids have been getting at university, you might want to hold off on the champagne. A new study has backed long-held concerns about so-called grade inflation at Australian universities. Everyone gets a prize sort of thing. It's found students with similar school marks are doing better at university than they used to, and it suggests that's not just because of their own hard work. Dr. Abdul Razid is the co-author of the study. He's a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney Business School. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Your work's found an increase in average university marks over the decade to 2021. How significant was the rise?
We found with kind of plotting from 2011 to 2021, we found almost a 25% increase in the highest grade that's awarded to students, which is a high distinction.
Right. Is there a sense of why this is happening?
There's probably lots of reasons writing it. In our study, we did a three-pronged approach. We gathered about 100,000 data points of grade data over the period. We also interviewed staff members, and we also did a focus group with students. The overwhelming sense is there's a lot of pressures that is being placed both on students and also on staff with regards to the grading practices and also what the grading practices mean for the future career of the students. So there's a lot of factors that's riding why the grade is increasing, but we're definitely seeing a pronounced increase over this period of time. With the merit grades awarded to students.
So what sort of pressure, I mean, can we drill down on any of that? What sort of pressure have you seen, if any, that the universities are applying? You know, are they ultimately trying to, you know, look better? That is, you know, point out that they've got a lot of HD students coming out of their courses, for example?
I would say it's probably more at a minute level that the pressures are being applied or perhaps perceived to be applied. We are seeing more pressures on academics with their grading practices, and also with the classes getting a bit larger, we get lots of appeals, questions about grades, grading practices, exams, and so on and so forth. And each of this takes a lot of time to get through the appeal process. So we kind of I suppose there could be one possible driver for the academics handing out perhaps higher grades, because to mitigate all the extra effort that's been put through in the appeal process. At the university level, we're not getting any directive that says, okay, you should be doing this particular grading, you should be awarding students a particular grade or a mark. When we drill down, we are definitely seeing the pressures that academics go through, and that seems to come across quite clearly in our study when we interviewed the staff members.
Yeah, that's interesting. So a lot of the pressure, it sounds like you're saying, is coming from the students themselves. Why is it that, I guess, lecturers and others, staff at university, feel compelled to go along with that, to buckle to the students' demands?
I suppose, you know, in this modern era, students come in with very high expectations of what they are capable of, and there's a lot of support mechanisms for them to succeed. And that translates directly to them wanting and needing a higher grade to kind of reinforce a notion that they are, I suppose, they're academically bright and academically talented. And that then filters down to the staff members who are actually doing the grading practices.
A lot of the sort of funding for universities these days comes from international students. They draw a lot of water, if you like. Does that, do you think, add to the pressure? You know, if they are paying so much money to attend the course, is that part of the story here?
So we were quite careful in our study to exclude international students, because we only looked at students with ATAR scores. Mm. which are basically domestic students. So we don't really have the evidence to suggest that international students are perhaps putting more pressure on a kind of full fee paying basis. But with the domestic students, at least the ones we looked at, those coming with ADOS scores, that observation is very pronounced. So I suspect if we do a perhaps a wider study, we might see what's happening with international students.
Yeah, okay. What do you think universities should do about all of this?
I think we need to have an open and honest conversation about the pressures that academics are under with the grading practices, perhaps support more junior colleagues, and also mitigate the expectations that students have with regards to what grade they should have versus what grade they should receive based on the merits. I think that message has to come across very clearly.
Dr. Abdul Razeed, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Razeed is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney Business School.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.